Blog Talk Radio.
So, I'm not sure how many of you listeners have heard about the Surviving R. Kelly documentary on Lifetime. I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. And frankly, I am sick of hearing about R. Kelly stuff. I have heard about it since high school. No, middle school, because that's when he married Aaliyah. There was a marriage license. That was nothing new. When I was in, it was posted in magazines. Then there was the tape that Boondocks talked about us condoning. Our Dave Chappelle, even on Aaliyah's death, they talked about it. So why even do a documentary on Lifetime now? Maybe it's the whole Me Too movement, which, frankly, I should have tagged this episode as Me Too movement. I wasn't thinking. But I'm more mad at myself in a way. I've bought some R. Kelly music after that, and I made jokes about his Chocolate Factory album in college. I thought he was going to go to jail. But he didn't, and there was a tape, a very, very disgusting tape. There was a license, even a newspaper article during the trial about him trolling high schools. Yeah, a lot of people forget that. Chicago Tribune article about that. And he was doing this before he got famous, like before his Born in the 90s album with the group that I can't remember the name of that my friends have to remind me because, frankly, again, it was before Aaliyah. When he was doing those songs, which, by the way, are now people are wanting to listen to more. And I did buy two albums of his. One was The Greatest Hits. I put my money, I bought his albums. So basically, I did a GoFundMe on his legal defense before there was a GoFundMe. Also, I'm mad at the enablers who were on his payroll, that's the word. I wasn't just trying to have dead air. You knew. Some people say, oh, R. Kelly can't read, like his wife, Andrea, who was 19 when they got married, but at the end of the day, you were a dancer, you knew about it. Why would you marry a guy who, at 27, married a 15-year-old, who knew she was 15? And you were, I think the rumor is, allegedly, Andrea is from Chicago, so she knew he was trolling those high schools in the late 80s. If it could be in a newspaper article and you're from that city, you hear stuff, especially if you're from the same part of town now. And big or small towns talk. Everybody likes to talk about how small towns are gossiping and stuff, but every industry has a level of gossip. And you still married him. The manager who forged a legal document because, again, Aaliyah was 15. You're more to blame, as sick as it is, than him. And I'm not trying to condone R. Kelly. I do think he's sick. He did have a messed up childhood. There are rumors that he was had stuff done to him and his brother. They don't say, neither one says which family member did it. And like the saying goes, hurt people hurt people. The adults, when he was a child, failed him. The adults, when he was an adult, who were letting this 21, 22-year-old man cruise around campus for no reason, failed those girls. Because when he was still Robert Sylvester, and yes, I am using the full name, when he was still Robert Sylvester Carey in the Jeep driving in high schools in between the late 80s pre-public announcement, could have stopped him then. So those adults failed. The adults who, when the marriage license came out, failed because, let's face it, look at Jerry Lee Lewis. It came out he married his cousin, and that put an end to his career. So why did we keep on with R. Kelly, even if it was annulled? This is a 27-year-old man marrying a 15-year-old. And then when I became a consumer and bought two of his albums, and I think I was an adult because Chocolate Factory was 2003, I failed as an adult by giving my money. That's a horrible thing because there was no GoFundMe back in the early 2000s, or if there was, it was still in its beta phase. We failed. Everybody who bought a R. Kelly single streamed his songs because people are like wanting to like analyze his lyrics, and there's a generation that doesn't even know who Aaliyah is, so obviously they're really not going to know about the marriage. Like, it's one of those pop culture things, like, you know, how I heard as an adult about Marvin Gaye and the 17-year-old he met when he was in his 30s, married to Anna Gordy. I wasn't born then, so I was like, oh, okay. Or the Chuck Berry thing. You know, my mom was a kid then. My mom was a baby boomer. You hear of it. So it's like, oh. Or the songs that were viewed perverted in the 50s and 60s. You don't know it. But the adults, and I can't believe I'm one of those people, we knew better. The manager, the tour people, Sparkle with her cousin, with her niece. He did it to others. I didn't expect him to do it to me. That sounds like so many other people, and I would use a Prince quote, but since this is public news, it was a quote from his Something in the Waters Does Not Compute about being special. And I'm not sure if you were special as in special mentally or special as in denial, and I think it's more of denial. Why would you think you were different? You weren't. And as somebody from Chicago, you knew about what he was doing when he was Robert Sylvester. And I did put the Roy Moore thing. If Alabama, of all states, could ban Roy Moore from the malls in the early 80s when he was trolling for girls, why didn't those high schools ban Robert Sylvester before he was famous? It's like, why are you here? Like, I went to one of my friends, they had their son invited me to a Christmas pageant. I still had to check in. And I guess this is because this is like school shooting 21st century America. I get it. And another friend, you know, she had wanted me to, when I was in Texas, look after her daughter who was a baby. You had to scan in. There was some version of that. And if 1980s Alabama, for an assistant DA could be like, this guy's sketchy, and even though we have some weird laws on the books, we're drawing a limit. Why couldn't those schools? And even when he got to celebrity, it's like, okay, somebody could have stopped it. That's what's the most infuriating thing. And acting like this stuff is brand new. It has been going on for 30 years. Because this is 2019. I still can't believe it. And I'm appreciative of you guys for listening. And I hope you had a happy new year. Why are you acting like this is new? I mean, the Aaliyah marriage was 25 years ago. Yeah, Aaliyah would be, if she were still alive, she'd be 40 this year. She was 15. That was in 94. He was 27. When they got married. I don't even remember. The manager who forged and the fact that he was so cavalier about being on there, maybe the statute of limitations expired on the marriage license, or maybe it's because she's been dead for almost 20 years. Wow, I feel old. In two years will be the 20th anniversary of her death. Wow. But it's just so ill to movement that's making this become news again, because every couple of years it comes up, but we're not doing anything. We're still, again, his streaming went up, so somebody's still getting a paycheck from it. People still went to his concerts. I had a coworker who was like, I'm going to an R. Kelly concert, and this was within this decade. We failed. This is a man who married a 15-year-old, was trolling schools in his 20s, the cult thing, at least in those, and I'm not trying to victim, but at least they were adults. Now, some of their parents were wrong for letting their child go to it. Now, if the child sneaks off and you find out, discipline, old school discipline, you know, don't put too much bruising on the body, but we failed. I can't believe, like, the money spent. But, I mean, it was from BMG Records, but still, giving that money to those concerts, that was his legal fund. The people who looked the other way for a paycheck. And I know I did an episode about money being good, but like the saying goes, all money isn't good money. And that's some bad money. You're getting paid to overlook a pedophile, a man you know is. And I'm even going to defend Akon because, for those who don't know, in 2006 or so, he got in trouble for dancing with a 16-year-old at a nightclub. I saw the pictures. The girl did not look like a 16-year-old. Well, for those who don't know, preacher's kids, they do the most stuff. And no guy goes to a nightclub to have a conversation about Brexit or, and this was, again, 2006, 2007, Britain invading Iraq or Bush's foreign policies. You're going to have a drink and have fun. The club failed because they didn't check that girl's ID. You see a girl in a tank top and booty shorts in a nightclub at 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever, you're not going to think a 16-year-old. But these people, and I shouldn't even call them people, slugs, leeches, because that's what one of my friends, she called them leeches. That's what they were. They wanted to leech money off of R. Kelly, the money that we consumers gave him. So why is this year? Is it the Me Too movement? I mean, people started talking, and even Shonda Rhimes, but Shonda Rhimes was brought up in Chicago, well, outside of Chicago. Everybody knew. We have been failing for 30 years. So the question is, what are we in a capitalistic, consumer-driven society? What are we going to do now? Are we going to be on this righteous indignation, blah, 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 and then turn around and in 2020 or to celebrate the 30th anniversary of his solo album, 12 Play, are we still going to be playing that now? Banning him with that tape. It was a child. First of all, having that tape was illegal. All those people who bought it on the black market, that's child porn. No, 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 no. I mean, hearing about it, everybody heard about it, but everybody shouldn't have been watching it because, and this is going to sound so cliche, that was somebody's daughter. That was somebody's niece. That could have been your kid's sister. That was somebody's kid. Leg. Nasty. And yeah, if you own that tape, you probably need to go to jail for having a child. You knew that was a child in that tape. If it was an adult, I could still say it's icky, but at least it was two consenting adults. Hopefully it was consenting if they were over 18 or 19. But anyway, we failed. Letting him off, like the Boondocks episode said, not every black man who goes to jail is Nelson Mandela. He was not Nelson Mandela. He was this thing we failed who hurt others and destroyed a lot of people's lives. So will this be the year we actually are serious about it, or will we just be mad for this month and then next month we're going to be playing Step in the Name of Love at the family reunion? Or, okay, I'll give it to June. By playing his song? Or are you going to be like, I have reached my limit. I apologize for what I've done wrong, and I'm no longer going to indirectly give money to this. Anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your day. Bye.